Kerrang Radio.
Answer this question. What is the most unattractive male first name in the English language?
Loz and
Keith.
So, it's Loz and Keith. I'm Loz, and this is Keith. Yeah, that's the sound of Keith probably outside, I'd guess. Probably, yeah, he'll be tabbing. That's what he does when he's not with me in the studio. So, yeah, here comes a podcast. Hope you like it. This is for the week that has just gone. So expect some sometimes witty conversation between me and Keith, who's not here at the moment. And also a cult comedian, Andrew O'Neill, who is, well, he's very funny. At any rate, enjoy this.
We are ready.
Loz and Keith. Kerrang Radio.
My Sharona at 7:18. Hello, it's Loz and Keith on Kerrang Radio. Message here from Pete. He says, morning, guys. Totally with you, Loz. Overpaid footballers suck. What about the Paralympians? No one hypes about them. Exactly. And yeah, I'm really looking forward to the Paralympics this year. I think it's going to be absolutely fantastic. Those are truly inspirational people. He also goes on to say, footballers should get paid depending on how good they do. If I don't do my job, I don't get paid. I get sacked. Exactly. This is what bugs me the most. If footballers are rubbish, right, they still get paid fortune no matter what.
Yeah, what is it, like £100,000 a minute or something like that?
You know, and if they don't want to turn up to work, they still get paid. If any of us did that, we'd be out. Bugs the hell out of me. It really does.
All right.
Here comes the pen throw.
Don't let this happy moment turn into another grumpathon.
Christine Shaw in Reddit.
You're on the verge, Loz.
Christine Shaw in Reddit says, do a search on David Knight. He's a world champion many times over, but not many people even know about him. And I did, and David Knight is a world champion motocross rider. And I hadn't heard about him because it's not glamorous.
And Lou Gooden says, what about Chris Froome and Mark Cavendish?
Yeah, again, fantastic.
They were awesome too.
Yeah. These are the inspirational people. They should be the ones that our youth are looking up to.
Our youth.
Exactly. It should be. They're the role models, Keith.
Although, to be fair, you didn't mention the tour once in the past 3 weeks.
But, well, I was waiting to see what happens.
Says Lou Gooden.
Well, come on. So what? It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter when you come to it. I watched it over the weekend and I thought, you know what? This is impressive.
Had to call you out, though.
Why?
I don't know. Just because.
Because you're a douche. That's why.
New Maximo Park.
On to the next exercise.
Oh, wait. No, that's Arnie.
Hang on. Wait a minute. Back it up. Back it up. Okay, come on. Start again. If we're going to do some stretching with Arnie, you've got to do it right.
I thought that was Maximo Park and you put Arnie in there.
Well, okay. Play Maximo Park and we'll do some stretching in a minute.
All right.
Don't blame me just because you can't operate the desk.
Come with me if you want to play the right song.
Bazinga.
Loz and Keith.
Kerrang Radio.
Oh, stop it, Loz. You're hurting. You don't know how to use the Colonel's megaphone correctly.
I shouldn't touch it.
You shouldn't wield weapons that you can't handle.
Right then, so Dawn of the Dead. Keith, do you have my clues in front of you there? Because we just swapped positions, haven't we?
I do. You've hidden the answer.
Yeah.
In spite of a rather short career, this person became a true cultural icon. There's a section of road named after him. And clue number three, Morrissey is famously a big fan.
All right, then. On the line, we should have... Is that Phil?
Yeah, it's Phil, yeah.
Phil, how are you?
Oh, mate, yeah, I just woke up, so I'm all right.
You've just woken up.
I know that feeling.
Yeah, Keith knows that.
Well, I woke
that.
Up especially just to enter the competition.
Oh, did you? Top man. So where in the world are you?
Up at the Donnacrack.
You're where?
Yeah, I'm in Burntwood, yeah.
You're in Burntwood, lovely part of the world.
Yeah.
And Keith, come on.
What?
Pick your head up.
Okay.
It's all right. Pay attention. So what do you do in Burntwood?
I work with adults who have got autism.
Oh, right.
Behavior. Yeah.
So, top job. My nephew's autistic, so I have a lot of time for what you do.
Thank you.
I'd imagine you find that quite rewarding.
I do, yeah. I love it, yeah.
Fantastic. Brilliant. Okay, so who do you think the Dawn of the Dead person is this morning for a copy of Slipknot's Antennas to Hell and also some Joss Stone record? Who is it?
James Dean.
Yes!
There we go.
That means I got it right, too.
Congratulations, you both got it right.
Thank you very much.
Good stuff. All right, enjoy your Monday. Are you working today?
No, I've got today off.
Oh, well, have fun in the sunshine.
Oh, well, definitely, yeah.
All right, see you later, Phil.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
No.
So, Colonel Ray Freedom, how are you?
Pleasant.
I was only checking, you know, it's Monday morning. I thought, yay, come
yes,
on.
Yes, and the Colonel gave you a status update. What more do you want before we solve
Fine.
Problems?
All right, okay, here's the first problem of the week, and it has been sent in to kerrangradio.co.uk/breakfast. You can do the same if you'd like to, and the Colonel will try and solve your problem.
All right, who is today's maggot?
Today's maggot is Alan, and Alan writes, Dear Colonel, I'm 19.
Oh, you might as well stop there.
Dear Colonel, I'm 19. My girlfriend's mom is fit.
See?
I've even caught myself fantasizing about her while me and my girlfriend were doing it the other day. What do I do about this? And this is from Alan.
Well, besides a long walk off a short pier. Well, this is a common phenomenon for these sorts of crushes to occur, maggot. But you do best to keep this little truth nugget to yourself. Capiche? You'll get over it as soon as you realize you have absolutely nothing to offer the mother of this poor girl you were dating except worry about her daughter's future. So what do you do about this? Keep dreaming, maggot. But why settle for a pinch to let you know you're awake when you can blab this all to your girlfriend and get a reality check in the form of a knuckle sandwich to the cheekbone? That'll do the trick nicely. Over now!
Laws and Keith.
Radio.
You know how in the winter the news always talks about like a centimeter of snow affecting productivity and people pulling sickies and that sort
yeah.
of thing? Do you think it's a similar thing when the sun comes out
Absolutely.
And the heat and the, oh, I can't be stuck in the office all day?
100%. Yeah, if we didn't have aircon, we'd be in all kinds of trouble. But there'll be people skiving today, I bet you.
Well, that'll include A.D. Hazel, who says, I'm working on it. And then in the time it took for him to type out his status, he said, result. So for all them days of rain, he's going to enjoy it.
Well, isn't he a builder? He'll be outside anyway. So, I mean, that's the bonus, I guess, of being a builder or a gardener or whatever. In the summer, when the sun's actually out, you can really enjoy it. Make the most of it.
Yeah, that's true. Although you do get the farmer's tan because you got to keep... you don't have to have a shirt on, I suppose. So you can get a full tan if you need to.
I like seeing builders without the shirts on, Keith, frankly.
Okay.
You know, I just think, they're working. That's it. Obviously, for those reasons.
Yeah.
Yeah, working hard.
Yeah, I understand. Kate Whitmore says, hell yeah, much needed sun, planning an illness that lasts all week. So we know where she stands on that. Rashilda says, got a day off from the usual routine house stuff. Getting pampered today. Does that count?
I guess so, as long as it's outside.
Sarah Hastings says, nope, no such luck on getting a day off. Got an induction to give in front of a dozen or so bored-looking newbies, then a health and safety video, which includes a section on why you shouldn't use a microwave in your cubicle because it could start fires.
Sounds good. She's going to be popular with the people she's talking to. Trouble is, though, you know, if you do decide to take a day off today or indeed, you know, try and blag the rest of the week off, your bosses are going to know exactly what you're up to. You know, it's not just, oh, the sun's out. Oh, and then Debs has taken the week off work or she's suddenly ill. Oh, no, I don't think the two things are connected whatsoever.
Even if you use the sick voice.
Do you know what I mean? Well, yeah, this is it. And also, the other problem is as well, if I was going to do that, I wouldn't be able to enjoy the time off because I'd feel guilty because I'd know that I'd blagged it and that I was lying. And that I'd worry, you know, I'd worry that people knew that I was not sick and then I wouldn't go down the shops and I'd just stay in case I was spotted. It's a nightmare, Keith.
Or you could almost talk yourself into being sick.
Yeah, well, I guess so.
Be like, I called in sick and now I've got, well, not what I called in for. I said I had a flu, but now I've got a migraine.
The thing to do is engineer time off work, but still be at work. So you engineer time out of the office, but you're still working. Do you see what I mean? That's if you're smart, Keith.
Laws and Keith.
Let's participate this thing.
Kerrang Radio.
Monica, what do you want from me on Kerrang Radio? Also, Nickelback's new one called This Means War.
And a quick hello to someone called Julie, who reckons they saw me in a little village I'm not going to name because I'm trying to move there and I don't want anyone else to move there on Saturday. And
you're a little green acre.
Yeah, and in fact, she did see me there. This is the second time I've been spotted, as it were, in the past couple of weeks.
Dude, you ain't been papped or nothing like that.
Not being papped.
Celebrity spotting.
But I was seen in the pub the other day.
Oh, right. Seen in the pub. You mean you were in the pub with somebody who happens to listen to the show. That'd be Jono.
So anyway, I was in... I was in this lovely little village with my wife because, long story short, we're moving house at the moment and we're trying to find somewhere to rent in between trying to buy our next place.
All right.
And this lovely village where we want to go to, it's great and we're really, really set on going there. And I've been going and doing lots of viewings at various different rentals and I'll go and see them first and I'll take my wife for the second viewing because I've got the afternoons off and she's at work.
Yeah.
You know, fairly simple. But I've been doing that fairly classic man thing, I guess, whereby you're walking somewhere and you'll just go, this'll do. Yeah, perfect. It's got two rooms. It's got a lounge. It's got downstairs. Brilliant. It's got a toilet and shower. Fantastic. And then I take my wife along and she brings out a list of reasons why it's not good. You know, it's too close to the road. The garden's this. The garden's that. Worried about the cat. What about this? What about that? And this happens quite a bit.
And usually they're right, to be fair.
They are. Absolutely. My wife's always absolutely bang on with this kind of stuff because I never notice it.
Gloss over everything. It would take until signing day when you've already handed over your money and everything's set and then you lean against the wall and you fall right through. And she's like, see, I told you so.
Exactly. But she took it to a whole new level on Saturday, Keith.
She didn't like a downstairs loo.
No. Believe me, this place we went to on Saturday, I thought, this is it. This is going to be perfect. You know, I took into account all the reasons that I thought she'd come up with as to why we couldn't move there. And I thought, right, this is going to be the one. And we had a look around it. And, you know, we went outside and we said to the woman showing us around, we're like, okay, we're going to have a cup of coffee and we'll let you know in 20 minutes. So, you know, off we trotted. And she said, we're not living there. I said to my wife, I was like, why can't we live there? It's perfect. The cat will be okay. It's off the road. It's got parking. What's the matter with it? And she went, it's haunted.
You thought you'd covered all the bases.
It's haunted.
Counter arguments and everything.
Hang on a minute. It's haunted. How on earth can you know?
Did you marry a vet fielding?
Well, turns out I might well have done because this has happened to her before. She went to a pub, which is just around the corner, actually, from the station. And she told me about a time she went there and she went in the toilets and she felt a really, really weird presence in the toilets. I mentioned it to the landlord and he said, oh, yeah, the toilets upstairs, they're haunted.
What?
Which I thought was really strange. But after this incident at the house we're looking at, we went home and she got straight on the internet, did a Google search for the road that it's on. Yeah. Turns out the entire road has got a history of hauntings.
Right, so there's a website you can go on like when they do mining surveys this is with ghosts.
But there's people that have obviously lived in these properties and they've experienced supernatural activity as well. And there's forums about this road and indeed the house we were looking at. How weird is that?
Wow.
And rounding out the Royal Rodeo Princess Court.
Loz and Keith. Kerrang Radio.
That's The Darkness with Everybody Have a Good Time, new single of theirs. And you know what? The weather at the moment is very conducive to having a good time, Keith.
And I don't think there's anything that Chad can tell us that we can't see outside for ourselves, but he wore a suit.
Sun dominates the skies above again today. Highs in the low 80s across the Birmingham Metroplex. If you're affected by pollen, try not to breathe too much as pollen levels will be elevated. Right now it's 66 in Dudley, 69 in High Wycombe, and 68 in downtown Birmingham. I'm weatherman Chad Montgomery on KERRANG exclamation point. Is your ride a cabrio, Lars? Because Chad's is...
It's 9:30.
The 9:30 Club.
Ooh, I don't like those kind of awkward silences. They put me on edge a little bit, Keith.
Yeah, especially when you make them happen. I saw your face. You just sort of sat there and gave me a stare down like, I'm not going to press this button yet that makes it go, ooh, it's 9:30.
I like seeing you sweat.
Don't really care at this point. Who says that anyway, though? Ooh, it's 9:30.
Oh, what?
Ooh, it's
9:30. The 9:30 Club.
Yes. I don't know.
It's a clip from a movie or something. Sam wants to know.
Does she?
I texted in.
Hey.
Or he, she. Mm. It's one of those names. But I'm going to find out.
Good, you do that, and I'll be here on the edge of my seat.
Great, that'll be easier for me to tip you out of your seat.
Sure you'd like to do that.
Hello to Tracy, I'd like nothing more. Also, Charlotte Weighing Cheese, which makes a change from her...
Charlotte Weighing Cheese, is that her name?
No, Charlotte, she's Weighing Cheese.
Oh, Weighing Cheese.
Yeah, normally she's shaking her backside over a bin peeling onions.
Oh, I see.
Which is not something you could make up.
No, it's not.
But today she's Weighing Cheese.
Yeah, no probs. On the line, I think we've got... Is that Callum?
Yes, it is, yeah.
Hello, Callum, how's it going?
Yeah, not too bad, yourself.
Yeah, you just woken up?
Yeah, pretty much.
What time did you get? It's 9:30. What's the matter with you, man? It's a beautiful day outside. You should be enjoying it. You know, living life to the full.
Come on, mate. You should be where I am.
Where are you?
Stone Drop.
Where's that?
Near Darlington.
All right, is that County Durham?
Yeah.
What is it? Is it not sunny?
No.
It's glorious here. I tell you what, come and visit.
It's a jet stream thing.
It's absolutely lovely.
The stadium in Darlington is blocking the jet stream.
All right, fair enough. Callum, you're depressing me. What song do you want to hear?
Sum 41, Fat Lip, please.
No problem. Here you go. Enjoy this.
All
The bad weather you're having in County Durham. I've heard it'll be nicer later on this week.
Oh, brilliant.
All right. See you later.
Happiest man alive.
Bye-bye, yes.
See you later, mate.
He's just given up, hasn't he?
Sweatpants.
Yeah.
Lars and Keith.
Kerrang Radio.
So that was Andrew O'Neill's band there. Andrew, what's your band called?
The Men That Will Not Be Blamed For Nothing.
And I was enjoying the chorus. Something like Zombie Albert, Zombie.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who's Albert?
It's a true story. We've uncovered, we got some secret files and we uncovered the fact that Prince Albert never actually died.
Oh, so it wasn't just a piercing that made him famous.
It was, no, they had to, the reason was a piercing, because you know that bit in 28 Days Later when they got the zombie tied up to a chain?
Yes.
That's how they did it with him, that's why.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah.
I'm wincing at the very thought of it.
I'm afraid so.
So that track...
History isn't pretty.
So that track is on your new album. Is it the new album?
Yeah.
Is that available now if people want to go and check it out?
Yes. This may be the reason why The Men Will Not Be Blamed For Nothing cannot be killed by conventional weapons. It's available on iTunes and Amazon and I think one branch of HMV have got it.
Gotcha.
If you can find a branch of HMV that actually sell recordings of music, you can buy it there.
Oh, so it's stuck between the £1 DVDs.
And the headphones, yeah.
Here's a question for you. I think I know the answer to this, but obviously we've got the Olympics upcoming in the next day or so. Are you a fan of the Olympics? Are you looking forward to this?
I'm not remote. Well, no. I don't know. To be perfectly honest, there's certain events I like watching. Everyone likes watching the diving.
Yes.
Everyone. It doesn't matter if you like sport. It's just relaxing. It's like watching an aquarium. It's just relaxing to watch. It's not like, England, come on, splash in the water, flip it round, you muppet. Come on, double pike. It's just, that's nice. It's like a fireworks display. So I quite like watching it, but the fact that it's in my city can get lost.
Uh-huh. Did you get turned down by G4S, Andrew?
Yes, G4S, which is hilarious because they've rebranded themselves, aren't they? Because they used to be Group 4 Security and there was loads of stories about how rubbish they were. And they went, we'll call ourselves G4S. And then Rob will forget about how rubbish we are. It's incredible.
So were you sporty at school in any way, shape or form?
No, not really. I like swimming. That's what I like. And I did a lot of swimming in Australia, but I never feel entirely comfortable because I travel a lot, so I'm always in different changing rooms. So I'm never sure if I'm allowed to get naked in the communal bit of the changing room.
Yes.
Even if someone is already in there naked, because that could just be Naked Dave.
I'm not sure what the rules are.
He's naked
are.
All the time.
But that's okay because he's Naked Dave.
Yeah. I suppose if it's only Naked Dave in there, he'd probably be glad of the company. I just always feel a little bit uncomfortable in any sort of sporting arena. And people, like cab drivers, because I'm from London and I travel a lot, cab drivers always go, you're from London, who's your team? Who's your football team? And I haven't got one.
Chelsea, so, you Chelsea.
It's so awkward. So I've just started saying the Jets. And they go, what? Because then it's awkward, but awkward on my terms. I'm like, the Jets, now just shut up and drive.
Kerrang Radio.
Loz and Keith. So we're back with Andrew O'Neill. And fella, you are, for people that don't know, I'm just going on a description I've got here, I think off your website, actually. You are a metalhead, transvestite, anarchist, vegan comic. Is that correct?
All of those things are, to a greater or lesser degree, true, yeah.
Is that comedian, all at once?
Comedian number one. I think I need to change the order of that.
Is it chronological?
It is, yeah, it is. Metalhead for sure, to my very core, and transvestite very definitely. That's on the surface. That's not cool. Yeah, I'm a transvestite. I dress exactly how the hell I want to dress on any given day, and anarchist. More, it's more lapsed anarchist now, I think. let's brick through windows more.
You relaxed
online.
It a bit.
It was more online petitions.
There you go. A sternly worded letter.
Take that, the system. Click. I don't know. I used to go on a lot of demos and stuff like that. But I my comedy is quite political. And I'm a hell of a lot less active than I used to be. So I think anarchist is a kind of glorious term that I aspire to. But in reality, I sit down a lot.
Now, you've always had the, well, for as long as I can remember, the kind of moniker of a cult comedian. Is it still, well, is it fair to say you still dabble in the dark arts somewhat?
Yeah, well, I did a show called A Cult Comedian a few years ago, and that sort of title has kind of stuck. I do practice ritual magic. I dabble in ritual magic. I'm very much a beginner, very much an amateur, but I use it to write, and it really helps.
All right, so you've used magic to get the creative juices going.
Yeah, full on. And I've done moon goddess rituals and had full-on contact, like what feels like physical contact with entities.
Wow.
and yeah, it's great stuff, and anyone can do it. The thing about magic is it's not a case of whether it's real or not. It's a case of that anyone can do it. It's basically a kind of about exploring the link between your imagination and your mind and the real world. It's great fun.
Now, you mentioned entities there, and of course, I guess there's a possibility of, you know, a spirit world and that sort of thing. What do you reckon happens when we cash in?
Well, I put it this way. I think that when all human beings die, all the gods die. So I don't think there's anything outside our heads, but, you know, there's a definite commonality. I've done, if you follow a ritual and you get the same results as someone else, not knowing what results to expect, that's quite something.
Well, we had a funny experience the other day, I say, my wife did, because we're looking to get another house sorted and move out of town and into the country. So we started looking around and having various different viewings and whatnot. And we went to somewhere on Saturday, and I thought it was a lovely house, cracking place to live. But my wife had other ideas. She thought it was dark, it was gloomy, it was mysterious, and it was altogether just quite odd. So we went home, and I thought nothing more about it. She did some research on the net. And it turns out the house, well, the street on which this house is based is completely haunted. And it really freaked me out.
Yeah, and she got that.
Yeah.
It's... I don't have any great claims as to what the human mind can do, but I do think that we can perceive stuff in ways that we don't fully get, you know? We can... It's intuition and stuff like that. And yeah, I think it's... Because if you say, like, a haunting... Ever since I've done magic, to me, that magic explains ghosts and UFOs and all that sort of thing. I saw a ghost when I was a kid. I saw a UFO when I was a kid. And I just think that's something my brain did. I think I wanted to see a ghost. I wanted to see a UFO, and I did. And I think people seeing ghosts is basically... They're not there in the physical world... that it's not something you can measure, but then our only experience of the physical world takes place within our heads.
So the inward projected outward.
Yeah, it's exactly it. That's exactly it.
So we kind of see what we want to see, really. That would make sense, actually, with this road, because there was the story that apparently there was some kind of violent death / suicide back in Victorian times, and that's why this street is supposedly haunted.
If you live in, you know, I live in North London, that London's been occupied for sort of, 4,000 years. The number of violent deaths there, there would be ghosts all the time, and everyone would see them all the time. So, I think what's more likely is people collectively hear about these violent deaths and then they project a haunting onto it.
That doesn't help your situation now, does it, Lars?
Not really, but I still like to believe there's some kind of ghostly activity out there. I like the romantic notion
of
ghosts.
That's all right. You can believe. You can still make pottery with Patrick Swayze.
All right. Andrew, what song would you like to hear next?
This is, I had the Kinks as my sort of intro music for my show last year, and I hadn't even realised that I was cross-dressing the show, and because I forget about it because I've been out for ages. And Lola is a tune that a lot of people, particularly in the 60s when this wasn't something remotely visible, a lot of people thanked Ray Davies for writing this.
We are ready.
Loz and Keith. Kerrang Radio.
What are you doing over there?
Trying to plug the record player in. Bog breath has unplugged the record player.
Supposed to be doing the vinyl moment now.
Well, can you come and hold on?
Just needs those two, I think, stereo leads.
Give me
there.
A sec.
All right, you've got 30 seconds to do this. No pressure. Whilst I go. No. That's it there.
Here we
that's
go. The oh, okay. Oh, here we go.
All right. All right. Okay, hang on. So, from 1973... We're going to play a record, kids. And a great band called The Faces. Fantastic piece of music, this is. Taken from the album Ooh La La. We're going to go with the title track. Written by the two Ronnies. Yes, Ronnie Lane and Ronnie Wood, not the comedic duo. And actually sang by Ronnie Wood, as Rod Stewart didn't think it was up to his standards. See, even at this stage, he was rating himself. But this is a fantastic... Are you ready?
Yep, all set.
Fantastic piece of music called Ooh La La. Oh, nice work, Keith.
Thank you.
Did all right there. Thanks.
Dear Colonel.
So, Colonel.
Next maggot, please.
Yes, are you ready?
Affirmative.
Are you ready to solve some problems?
Get your damn fingers out of your ears. The Colonel said affirmative.
Right, this problem has been sent in to kerangradio.co.uk/breakfast from a guy called Big Trev.
All right.
Are you ready?
Tell you what the Colonel's ready to do. Give you a clip round the ear with the megaphone. Well?
I can't see what you're saying. Ow! All right, I'll take that as... You're ready to go. Dear Colonel, I'm writing to you...
Unless you want the Colonel to knock three times.
Dear Colonel, I'm writing to you from sunny Mallorca. Me and a few mates are out here on a lad's holiday. We're having a great time, enjoying the sun, sea, sand, and the other, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, very proud of you.
We're still keeping it Kerrang, though, as the other radio stations out here are rubbish. So we've been listening from poolside. On the odd occasion that we can actually manage to bag a few sun lounges, that is. And that's why I'm writing to you. Do you have any suggestions as to how we can beat the Germans to poolside without having to get up at 6 a.m? And that is from Big Trev.
Beat the Germans. Now, this may sound strange, Big Trev, coming from the Colonel, but the war's over. And I'm guessing you might be a little too young to remember it or to have fought in it.
Well, what about Vietnam? You're always banging on about that.
That's different. Now, on a more shallow but friendly front, the Colonel is aware and has documentation that there has been a warm war simmering between the holidaymakers of Britain and Germany for years now. And the battle is over choice position poolside, usually in Spain. A weapon of choice for both sides? Towels. Now, the stereotype is that the German tourist gets up before anyone else to claim the best sun loungers. An alternate view is that the British tourist sleeps in and fails to get a good spot because they stayed up too late watching ITV in a full English serving karaoke bar singing Is This the Way to Amarillo? Organization. That's what you need, Big Trev, to take the primetime sun lounging prize for you and yours. So maybe tonight, take it easy on the pina coladas and wake up a bit earlier tomorrow. Can you handle it? Odds are better on you waking up on the balcony at noon with half a sunburn and a tattoo on your forehead that says, kick me quick. Over now.
Kerrang Radio.
Loz and Keith.
So yes, of course.
It is Friday.
Yeah, the Olympics start today.
Oh, but, yeah, that too.
Yeah, they kept that one quiet, didn't they? Mm-hmm. Blimey, I haven't heard about that at all.
But more importantly.
Yes.
What, like 100 millionaires or something like that?
Apparently so. I saw that on the... well, someone mentioned it on the news earlier. There's going to be... what is it? 100 millionaires made on the Euro Millions, which I think is quite exciting. Because I now really feel like we've got a chance.
Yeah, because if we go in together...
Yeah.
Then us against how many millions?
It's better odds. People. I was having this conversation with my wife last night, and she was like, you really think that helps? I was like, well, of course it does. Not only is it not, you know, it's usually all of Europe, but now it's just the UK, and they can make 100 millionaires here in the UK. Of course the odds are better.
Because our odds, if you and I teamed up, are like maybe one percentage point better, but it's still way down zeros, far to the right of the decimal point.
You see, the thing is, Keith, and I'm going to quote the lottery here, I'm going to use their slogan, you got to be in it to win it. And last time we agreed to do this, you didn't even buy a ticket.
I ran into some stuff. You didn't win anyway.
No, it's just because you're a cheap ass. No, that's what. No. It is. You're just waiting for me to win. What happened?
Get righteously indignant.
So welcome. You still owe me money for the car park.
Oh, you suck.
Welcome to the show. It is now 6 minutes past seven. We are Loz and Keith, and we've got lots of good stuff to come, including later. We're talking to Grant from Feeder. He's in sunny Cornwall. And also we've got a prize pack of Olympic proportions. Can I say that? You're not supposed to use the word, are you?
I don't know.
I've got a big prize pack for Dawn of the Dead today, being that it's the weekend. I've treated you.
I don't know if you can say Olympics. I don't think you could say rings for the next 2 weeks, no matter in what context you're using them in.
Really?
Yeah. Whether you're talking about, you know, shower curtains or...
Other rings.
Yeah.
We'll leave that there, I think.
Kerrang Radio.
All right, then. Time for a travel update with Mr. Colonel Ray Freedom. I've been looking forward to this.
Oh, this ain't just any old travel update. We've managed to arrange a special mode of transport for the Colonel this morning.
Private Laws.
Yes, Colonel.
The Colonel was told he was being taken to a secret location, so a blindfold was necessary in the interest of travel reporting security.
Yep, I can confirm that. That was one of our concerns.
Now, the Colonel was not one to argue against security protocol, but it would seem that the secret location from which the Colonel would report on the travel is, in fact, by the sound of it, an ice cream truck.
Well, Keith and I thought long and hard about this, and we thought, what would the nicer weather at the moment? We thought, what would be the best cover for you today?
Damn it, I've had enough of this. I'm taking the blindfold off.
Yes, we've got one of the roadies driving, Colonel, so it is safe for you to take the blindfold off, if you fancy.
Uh-huh. Just as the Colonel suspected. Private Laws, you have outdone yourself.
Oh, thank you, Colonel.
How is the Colonel supposed to notify drivers of road conditions from a goddamn Mr. Whippy? $3 for a flake! There better be some diamonds hidden in those cones at prices like that. Is this one of Kerrang's new ventures? We're not selling enough wine.
To be fair, I think the Kiss Merlot is doing pretty well.
Yeah, flying off the shelves. Colonel, I think you're pulling over.
Hang on, the Colonel's got some customers.
Okay, well, remember, be nice.
Name, rank, and serial number.
Timmy.
Uh-huh.
Can I have a mini milk?
Don't have it.
Can I have Solero?
Fresh out.
No Soleros?
Negative.
Well, what about a feast?
Look, we got vanilla, chocolate, and strawberry. Colonel can give you a scoop of each if you want, but by the looks of things, you don't really need it. Another satisfied customer. Over and out!
Well, there he goes. He's a good bloke, isn't he, the Colonel?
Stellar customer service.
Kerrang Radio. La la la
la la la Loz and Keith. So there you go. Loz and Keith. That was our podcast for the past 5 days or so. Something like that. Yeah, say goodbye, Keith. Yeah, he's still not here. I've no idea where he is, to be honest. But never mind. We'll be putting out another one of these in the next week or so. And don't forget to join us and listen in weekdays from 7 o'clock in the morning. Loz and Keith here on Kerrang. See you later.
Loz and Keith.
Loz and Keith, weekdays from 7 a.m.
Where can you go from there? Where?
Well, other breakfast shows finish at 10 a.m.
It's not 10.
I don't know, 11 o'clock maybe?
11, exactly.
Why 11? Other breakfast shows finish at 10.
These go to 11.
Loz and Keith, from 7 all the way up to 11.
Does that mean it's louder? Is it any louder?